Welcome to the Sports, Events, and Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm your host, Catherine Nero. And you know, by now, in this podcast series, we talk to some of the folks who make sports ETA great. And today is no exception. We're visiting with the folks from Salem, Virginia. John Shaner, the director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Salem, and Carrie Harvey Cutter, the director of Tourism. And guys, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Let's start with just telling us about Salem and about your team. John, let's start with you as director of Parks and Rec. Tell me what that means in the city of Salem.
You know, for us in Salem, it's kind of a very different operation in that we operate as a regular Parks and Recreation department doing the youth sports, special events, senior center. But we also somewhat operate as a sports commission. Together with Carrie and I, about 29, 30 years ago, we decided that our niche was going to be sports marketing. And this is how we were going to generate new funds for the city. Back even when the word wasn't sports marketing, we kind of took this initiative on, and we kind of operate as a 100% operation in that we are the two that you see going out to conventions. We're talking to the rights holders. We're writing the bids. We deliver the bids, but then we're also the ones when you come in that are the tournament directors. And then we tell you goodbye. We can't wait to have you back when it's all over. So we're a total turnkey operation. We also handle housing. We're sort of a housing agency too. We kind of oversee about 30,000 hotel room nights a year that we block for all of our events. Also, we try to keep that in-house to try to keep the rates low, not have all these high commissions that go on with housing companies. So for people that want to come in, be a part of our, what we do as in rights holders, it's very attractive in that we don't have all these additional fees. Mm-hmm. We can really negotiate and really bring people here.
And that has certainly worked. And Carrie, let's talk about that. Tell us about you joked that you and John are joined at the hip, quite literally. So you two work in tandem, and John explained that pretty well, but let's hear from your perspective.
Yeah, it's almost like a frickin' frack operation. He can finish my sentences and I can finish his. We started down this path in 1993. And it's interesting because we'll talk about that with some of the new people in the industry. And we started this before some of them were born, which is a challenge sometimes. But we started, we wanted to bring a football game to Salem, Division III football, the Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl. We didn't, when we started that, have any concept of what it would grow into for our community and region. We just wanted a good football game. We're a high school football crowd. We have an 8,000-seat stadium that has now TV-accessible lighting and everything. So we did that. And then we, right behind that, did D3 softball. And it's grown and grown, and we've now hosted our 102nd national championship. Our 100th was D3 women's soccer in December at Roanoke College. D3 men were the next day. And 2 weeks after that, D3 football, the Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl, where we started 30 plus years ago. I don't recommend to anyone to do three NCAA championships in 3 weeks. I had a full head of hair when this began. And it's a lot of work, but we put a lot of love into it. The community embraces it. When I began, I was the director of civic facilities, so I had responsibility for the civic center, football stadium, baseball stadium. And then I stepped away from that, partially retired, came back as a 30-hour part-time employee on tourism that still handles the fair and sporting events.
Not that there's any competition there, but among those 102, right, NCAA competitions or championships, I should say, you're the winner so far, though, Carrie, right? You've been there for every single one?
Yes, ma'am.
And John, how many for you?
I hit my 100th when we did Stag Bowl this year.
So, I mean, not too far behind. That's such a long line of experience. And John, you mentioned it, the fact that you guys are the people that they see from start to finish, That's got to help with those relationships and building that, return coming back to Salem year after year.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit the word relationship. You know, our whole industry, everything we do is based on relationships. And you have to form that relationship with everybody you work with, whether it be the NCAA, USA Softball, NSA, USSSA, all the organizations we work with. We have to have a one-on-one. And truthfully, that's why we continue to do what we do in the housing market with all the hotels, is that I can call any DOS or manager or anybody, owner of any hotel in our whole area, and get them on the phone with their cell phone and say, hey, we need your help. And that's what we got to have to be successful. But, you know, yes, you see Carrie and I on this podcast, but we have a phenomenal staff in Salem. We are blessed. It takes so many people to put on these championships, and each person that actually works a championship, they are like my staff already. They already know what's their responsibility come May when we host NCAA lacrosse. Every single person does, and that is so helpful in that, you know, for Carrie and I, because we know that that stuff's going to be taken care of. And you know, our police department, our fire department, anybody we need help with, we have it.
You know, we're very fortunate. When we had the 100th championship, we had a key to the city that was presented to the NCAA for the long relationships, 30 plus years. When we hosted the D3 football championship, we had a proclamation that was presented to the president of the NCAA that came and watched the game from the sidelines. Our mayor was there. Our city council was there. So it's not just our people. It's citywide. When we had 20 inches of snow a few years ago on the football championship, it wasn't the civic facilities and park and recreation people only. It was everybody. It was our water department helping us get a 20-foot pile of snow out of the stadium. It was our streets department that was making sure we had enough parking area, to the detriment of some of our citizens that didn't have their streets plowed. But that's another story. So everybody works together for the common good. The best part for me is that tourism is a department of one. I'm it. Were it not for John Shaner and the people in his department, for his administrative assistant, Kim Toole, who does so much for us, for Eric O'Brien, who is his assistant director, who handles ticketing for many of our events and always handles our merchandise. It is a very much a team effort in Salem. It's not Carrie, it's not John, it's Salem. And as long as we continue to focus on Salem, down to the host families that want to host their team when they come back.
Yeah.
And it just really works. And it has worked and will continue to work.
For those folks who haven't visited Salem, give me the sales pitch. What makes Salem different from other spots?
Salem's in the South. You have,
I guess by the accent, Carrie, I guessed. Yeah.
Well, I can make it a little bit worse.
So can I. If I get back into my Memphis roots, I can do the
yes,
same thing.
Yes, you can. And it's good Southern hospitality. I tell people it's when they leave the Walmart and the people say, have a good day, they genuinely mean for you to have a good day. It's the restaurants that find a way to fit in a team at the last minute of 40 people for a dinner on a sold-out night. It's the hotels that go the extra mile to make the teams happy when they get there. Let's face it, in Division III, you're not getting a lot of money. You're playing because you love it, and we've made our niche in Division III. And like John said, it's the relationships. We still go and meet with the committees when they have their annual meetings, when it's available for us. Mm-hmm. We're hosting men's volleyball next year, and we're going to the men's volleyball. We're actually leaving Sports ETA a day early to go to Dubuque, Iowa. And so it is a relationship that you continue to build upon, and the relationships that you develop with the teams, with the committees, with the NCAA staff.
Well, you're building relationships, and John, let's talk about building something else. We understand there's some movement coming to the softball facility there. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. You know, the Moyer Sports Complex has been here for almost right over 30 years now, and open 7 days a week for almost 10 and a half months out of the year, and it was 100% worn out. And we have been awarded the USA Softball Complex of the Year for the whole United States. We're in the NSA Hall of Fame for that facility. It's hosted U.S. Olympic team. It's hosted countless Division One, Division Two, Division Three conference championships. But for us to stay competitive in the world of bidding and all these beautiful complexes that are going up all across the country, we had to step up our game. And so we, with the great help of our city council and administration, we almost completely leveled the whole complete facility, started from scratch at $27 million.
Wow.
And rebuilding this facility that's going to take us to the next 30 years and make us a very strong, continued competitor when we're going up against big bids in USA Softball or NSA or ISF or whoever, to make sure. And the biggest thing I wanted to tell everybody is I wanted the Walt Disney effect. I wanted people to feel that this is a wow factor. And, you know, I think I will tell you, I think we're going to achieve that goal. But something else that we're adding, along with additional parking, which is humongous that we didn't have before, but we're adding 13 pickleball courts to this facility. And we're in the midst of trying to finalize maybe our first big pickleball tournament that we're already going to host this fall, and try to make that a new niche for us in pickleball in the world of sports marketing that we haven't been into before, and really try to capitalize on what pickleball is out there right now.
That's fascinating. And so this will be done very soon then, if you're already scheduling for the fall?
We are shooting to be open somewhere around the June-ish,
wow.
June-ish time frame. And we'll say somewhere in that ballpark. But yes, we will be open sometime late spring, summertime this year. Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Is there anything else coming Salem's way that you'd like to share with the group?
Well, you know, we have been very fortunate to host a number of conference championships. A number of years ago, when there were some issues on bathroom usage in the state of North Carolina, we were able to pick up the CIAA football championship. The Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, 12 HBCUs, Virginia, Maryland, South Carolina, North Carolina, they brought their football championship to us. And we've hosted that for 8 years. But along with that, we host some other events. And the one of the most fun events that we host is coming up the end of March, and is CIAA Women's Bowling. It is just so much fun. The student athletes have a great time. You know, it's something very different. You're inside, out of the weather, so you're not worried about rain or snow. So that's coming up. And then we'll have the lacrosse women's D3 women's lacrosse in May. The next academic year, we're three times at our great partner Roanoke College here in town. We're hosting Division III women's volleyball, Division III women's basketball, Division III men's volleyball, and under the new ESPN contract, ESPN Plus will be broadcasting the semifinals and the finals of both the women's volleyball and the women's basketball, which adds something new to NCAA Division III.
Well, you guys are busy, so I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today about it. John Shaner, Director of Parks and Recreation at the City of Salem, and Carrie Harvey Cutter, Director of Tourism. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. And we want to thank you guys for watching and listening to the Sports Events and Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm Catherine Nero, and we'll see you next time.